A waterman near Gravel Lane, he had a daughter named Jane, whose wit and beauty did excel most ladies that in London dwell. Since with her friends it was but low, she would abroad to service go, and while she did in service stay, a merchant courted her each day. The maiden modestly replied, "Kind sir, I am not qualified for such a worthy match as you, who may have wealth and beauty too." Yet what she said was but in vain, his constant suit he did maintain, till he her yielding heart betrayed, and then he left this virtuous maid. Though faithful love was rooted deep, said she, "I will my counsel keep, for why the world shall never know that I have been deluded so. O cruel wretch, what hast thou done? My yielding heart too soon you won. Now naught but ruin can I see. Alas, what will become of me?" Now void of all the thoughts of fear, the seas I'll range both far and near, and if kind death his dart should send, I will account him as my friend. This said, without the least delay, she sold her silken robes that day, and clothed herself fit for the seas, thereby to set her heart at ease. Thus like a proper youth she went, with a firm resolution bent, to seek a captain, which she found, hoisting up sail and outward bound. He entertained her as a youth, and never knew the naked truth, till they were home returned again, though 18 months they sailed the main. While they were out, it was their chance to meet a privateer of France, loaded with plate and golden ore, which they had took not long before. The captain chased this privateer, and at the length he came so near, that he his roaring guns did play, and straight began a bloody fray. The damsel then in seaman's dress did valiantly these words express, "Let's pour them in a new broadside, and it will soon subdue their pride." The cannons then like thunder roared, and brought their mainmast to the board, becoming masters of the same, like brave heroic lads of fame. It was a sweet and pleasant sight to view the gold and silver bright. The captain said unto his boy, "This little box thou shalt enjoy." 'Twas filled with precious stones indeed, things which the captain did not heed. He minded more the gold and plate, but Jane by this was fortunate. This done, they straight did hoist up sail, attended with a pleasant gale. For London city straight they steer, with cheerful hearts and merry cheer. Jane took her box and went on shore, disguised as she had been before, where she her gems and jewels sold for full £3,000 in gold. Her former love soon heard the news, and he would fain his faults excuse. Once more he came and courted her, but she said, "I defy you, sir." "False love," said she, "farewell, adieu. A better man by far than you henceforth shall never flatter me, since I have gained my liberty."